This is VOA News via remote on Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and expressed support for a ceasefire between Israeli troops and Hamas militants. Biden had told reporters at the White House earlier on Monday that he planned to speak with the Israeli Prime Minister. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes Monday, killing a senior Palestinian militant commander, and Palestinian militant groups renewed rocket attacks on Israel as violence in the region entered its second week. Gaza's health ministry says since fighting began on May 10th, at least 200 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 59 children. At least 10 Israelis have been killed, including a 6-year-old child. After meeting with top defense officials Monday, Netanyahu said Israel will continue to strike terror targets and will continue to operate as long as necessary in order to return calm and security to all Israeli citizens. Meanwhile, the armed wing of Hamas promised more rockets. Spokesman Abu Ubaida announced Hamas will resume rocket launches on Tel Aviv if the Israeli airstrikes don't stop, this according to Reuters. And also Monday, an Israeli man died of his wounds after being attacked last week by a group of Arab citizens in the central city of Lod. The city has become a flashpoint area during the latest fighting. France announced Monday it will grant Sudan a $1.5 billion loan to help the North African country pay off its debt to the International Monetary Fund. Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire made the announcement in Paris at the start of an international summit hosted by President Emmanuel Macron. The loan aimed at helping Sudan erase its total external debt of $50 billion. This is VOA News. The United States has sanctioned more members and associates of the Myanmar military junta for their alleged role in violence against protesters demonstrating against the country's February 1st military coup. The State Department says those sanctions include members of the State Administrative Council, cabinet members, and adult children of some military officials. The new sanctions were coordinated with Britain and Canada. Those sanctioned will be blocked from all property and interests in property, quote, that are owned directly or indirectly, 50% or more by them, individually or with other blocked persons that are in the United States or in the possession or control of U.S. persons. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has encouraged other nations to take similar measures against the Myanmar junta. Separately, the U.N. General Assembly will convene on Tuesday to act on a draft resolution condemning the killing of protesters by Myanmar's military. The U.N. says at least 797 civilians, including dozens of children, have been killed by security forces since the military seized control of the Myanmar government February 1st. The World Health Organization warned on Monday that the COVID-19 pandemic is not over despite declining global infection rates. At the agency's Monday briefing at its headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that infections and deaths have declined globally for the second straight week. But he warned that new variants, fragile healthcare systems, easing of pandemic restrictions, and vaccine supply shortages are still issues of concern, especially in lower-income nations. President Joe Biden said Monday that the U.S. will be sending 20 million or more doses of its COVID-19 vaccines abroad by the end of June. For the first time, the overseas shipment will include 20 million leftover vaccine doses that were authorized for use inside the United States. Those doses from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson will be added to 60 million AstraZeneca doses that the Biden administration had already slated for other countries. And authorities in Spain say about 3,000 Moroccans, 1,000 of whom are presumed to be minors, crossed into the Spanish Northern African enclave of Ceuta. A spokesman for the Spanish government's delegation in Ceuta said the Moroccans swam or boarded inflatable boats Monday to get around breakwaters that go several meters into the Mediterranean Sea from the land border with Morocco. More on that and all the stories we're covering can be found at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.